You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, hey, hello, welcome back, welcome to another episode. Great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me, however you're joining me, whether it's via the website, or whether it's via YouTube, or whether it's via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Audible, Amazon, wherever it is, wherever you found me, thank you so much for joining me. Today, I'm talking about something a little bit different, but which is still related and very much connected with mindset mastery. Let me explain. With an example. Have you ever bought something? Perhaps at an event or wherever, it doesn't matter. But you bought something and at the time you were really, really excited. Maybe you hadn't planned to buy it, but you were there and it made sense and you got really, really excited. And you bought this thing and you felt really good about it. And then you get home. And you're sort of thinking, maybe the next day you're thinking, did I really want that? Why did I buy it? Oh man, should I have bought that? Oh, I don't know. You're experiencing what's known as buyer's remorse. And it's a not uncommon thing, buyer's remorse. It's where we buy something, we get swept up in the moment, we buy it, and then later we kind of regret buying it. It happens, perhaps more often than we'd like to admit, it happens, and that's usually because although buying the thing meets our buying strategy, we have strategies for everything in life, and we'll talk about strategies in a lot more detail in a future episode coming up in a few weeks' time, so look out for that. But we have a buying strategy, and the thing meets our buying strategy. But then we also have a satisfaction strategy, which lets us know whether we're satisfied with what we've done. And when the two don't meet up, when the thing we buy doesn't meet our satisfaction strategy, then we get buyer's remorse. Now, sometimes it can happen just because we got swept up in the moment of thing. And it's like, oh, it seemed like a good idea at the time. How many times have we said that to ourselves about something we've done? Later, we're regretting it. Why did you do it? Well, I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Not just me, right? But we can get swept up in these things. But there is a more sinister side at play as well. There are, in a lot of cases, companies and individuals who make use of a lot of tricks, tools, techniques, let's face it, to encourage us to buy the thing. And by encourage us, that's very much a euphemism. Basically, they manipulate us into buying whatever it is that they've sold us. And manipulate is not too strong a word for it. That is what they do. They manipulate us. When you buy something, or when you're tempted to buy something, just pause and consider, who wants me to buy this? Am I buying this because I want to buy it? Or am I buying it because they want me to buy it? It's a very powerful thing to pause and consider. But this happens a lot throughout so many industries. Manipulative techniques, tools, tricks and tactics that are used to tip us over into buying something that we otherwise probably wouldn't need, wouldn't want, or wouldn't even choose to buy. So what can be done about it? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because I've seen this happen a lot within many, many industries, including, it has to be said, in some elements of the personal development industry, but it's used in, which I've been in for 12 years, but it's used in so many others as well. And I've been kind of making a bit of a study of some of these things over the years, to see what they're doing, not from the point of view of wanting to use them, but from the point of view of understanding what's going on so that we can better protect ourselves against being manipulated. And that's where this all ties in with mindset mastery. It's all about mastering our own mindset. And as part of the way of mastering our mindset, we need to develop a deeper and better understanding and awareness of what's going on and how others are attempting to manipulate us. And as I say, I've been building this up over a number of years, studying this for many years. I'm putting this all into a book. Oh yes, it's time for book number 6. Now, this is all going into a book, and the book at the moment, I'm calling it Anti-Manipulation, because it's exactly what it does. It's helping us to identify some of the ways in which less scrupulous characters attempt to manipulate us into buying their wonderful product or service or course or whatever. So that book is going to be coming out later this year. You're going to hear a lot more about it as the weeks and months roll on. I'll let you know now, there will be a crowdfunder campaign as part of the book, partly to help fund the development of the book, because these things cost money, right? And being blatantly open and honest about it, partly because it helps to boost awareness of the book. People share the campaign, people become more aware of the book, and also for those who do invest in the crowdfunder campaign, your support will be greatly appreciated. And when you invest in it, you also then, in a way, become emotionally invested in the success of the book itself, and you'll be more likely to share news and information about the book, more likely to help with the launch and publicity of the book, and help spread the word out there just by talking about it and making more people aware of it, so that the book becomes much more widespread, more and more people hear about it, which means more people can then start to protect themselves against the manipulative techniques, tools and tricks used by the less scrupulous members of various industries. I'll just be completely open and honest about it. That's why the crowdfunder will be coming out. Keep an eye out for that in a few months' time. But the book itself, Anti-Manipulation, what kind of stuff are we going to cover? What's it about? There are a huge number of different ways in which we are subject to manipulation. One thing the book is not going to do, let's make this clear from the outset, it's not going to be a name and shame book. There will be no saying, this person does this. There won't even be the, I'm not saying who this is, but we all know who it is. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. There will be none of that. That is not the object of the book, because it's not the people that we're interested in. It's the techniques that are used. And an important thing to remember is that no tool is evil, but using it makes it so. To completely butcher a quote from Hamlet there. Many of these tools which are used by people to manipulate us also have positive uses, and they can be used in positive and empowering ways. It's the same with any tool. You can use a hammer to create, you can use a hammer to destroy. Doesn't mean the hammer is good or bad, it's how we use it. That's the same with the tools. So we're going to take a look throughout the book at a lot of different tech tools, techniques and so on. We're going to look at the ways, subtle ways in which people attempt to manipulate us, attempt to influence us, attempt to persuade us to buy what they have to offer. We're going to look at how some of these play out in advertising campaigns. We're going to look at how this plays out in live events, for example. We'll create a fictional case study within the book which shows how so many of these tools would all be piled one upon the other, layered up throughout the course of a live event, all to steer you into going, you know what, I need to buy that, here's my card, even though you had no intentions of buying it in the first place. We're going to take a look at how some of this works in advertising. We're going to take a look at lots of the different tools and tricks, techniques that are used through persuasion. We're going to look at NLP. NLP in some people do give NLP a bad name because it's possible to abuse some of the tools and techniques within NLP to attempt to manipulate people. Now, that's not to say that NLP is a manipulative tool set. Absolutely not. But it can be misused or used in ways which are less than helpful by unscrupulous people as part of their toolkit to get you to be more susceptible to their manipulation. And we're going to explore many of the ways in which those can be done. Do not mistake this for a rule book on how to manipulate people. Absolutely, it will not be. But what it will be is looking at how these tools are used so that we can be better protected against them. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say. By being aware of the sorts of things which are used, we can then better protect ourselves. We can spot what it's being used so we can be on alert. Now, that's not to say that you're never going to buy anything ever again. Of course you're going to buy things. You may even go to some of these sorts of events where they use a lot of these tools to manipulate people into buying, and you may still choose to buy. And that, my friend, that is the key point. That is my aim behind all of this, is that in those occasions where you do choose to buy, you're choosing to buy because you want to. It's you who wants to buy the thing. It's not them wanting you to buy it. It's you choosing to buy it because you want it, not because they're manipulating you to want it. And where you can be aware of the various manipulative techniques which are used, you're then better able to pause and to ask yourself, do I really want this? Actually, yes, I do. I see what they're doing. I see how they're trying to push me into buying this. Leaving that all to one side, I still believe the benefits of this are going to benefit me. So, yes, I'm happy to buy it. Or, actually, you know what? Now I see how they're pushing me into buying this. And, you know, I don't actually want this. So, you know, I'm going to walk. Whether you buy or whether you don't buy, either is a good outcome. As long as it's you who's made the decision of your own volition, your own free will, being aware of any external influence that they're placing upon you can put you in a place to make a much better decision. And that is the aim of the book, to help us all to become a bit more aware of these tactics, these techniques, these tools and tricks. I am writing it at the moment, which does mean, if you've come across any examples where you feel there's some manipulation going on, please send them to me. I would love to read them and potentially even include them within the book with full credit to you in the book for contributing, of course. I mean, it could be particularly manipulative sales letters you've received, or advertising that you've seen, or things that have happened, and you're thinking, oh, I see now how they were manipulating. This is what they did. You know what? I'm going to send that to Keith. It might be something for the book. Please, by all means, send it to me. Either email it to me at keith@keithblakemorenoble.com, or get in touch with me through all the usual social media channels, etc. Let me know, and I'll be more than happy to take a look at it, possibly even include it in the book, as I say, and if it's included in the book, you will get credited in it. You will get credited in the book for your contribution. One thing I'm going to give you a quick example of here up front, because a lot of the tools and techniques feed into this. It's a saying which a mentor of mine, Clinton Swain, uses this a lot in his trainings. It reminds us all that when emotion is high, intelligence is low. When emotion is high, intelligence is low. Basically, if we get ourselves into a really, really emotional state, so we're thinking not from the brain, but we're thinking from the heart, from emotions, when it's all emotionally driven, That's when logic and intelligence goes out of the window. So many of these techniques are designed to get us buying from an emotional place rather than from a logical place. That is where the manipulation really comes in. When they can get us, when they can get us into a really emotional state and really play with the emotions, really, really guide and control our emotions. And they absolutely can. They absolutely can and do. When they do that, excuse me, we're then buying from an emotional place. Our emotions are running riot. We're not able to think calmly, coolly, rationally and go, do I need this? Does this actually make sense? Our heart's already gone, yay, here's our credit card number. Yay, we bought it. Woohoo, go us. So a huge number of these tools, techniques, tricks are designed to whip us up into emotional states and to control our emotions and guide us on this emotional journey. The destination of that journey being us handing our credit card over. When you can be aware that you're being led on this journey, when you can be aware of how they're leading you on this journey, that gives you much greater ability to step off that emotional train, to take control of your thoughts, and to better rationalize whether this is something that you want to buy, whether this is something you want to do, whether this is something you want to undertake. So a lot of what will be covered in the book is the emotion, the various ways in which they can emotionally manipulate you. And it happens on a grand scale. And as you read this book, as you go through the chapters, the more you read the stuff, the more you understand it, the more you pay attention to it, the more you're going to start to spot it in real life, in the outside world. There is a lot of it around. Now, again, this is not to say that there's anything wrong with sales. Absolutely not. Sales serves a very important, vital role. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with selling something to somebody who wants to buy it. If I am in the market for a car, and I walk onto into a car dealer's looking to buy a car, there is absolutely nothing wrong with them selling me a car. There is nothing wrong with them attempting to sell me what they feel is the best car. It's not as if they've grabbed me off the street and tried to push me into buying a car. Or when you go to the supermarket, you're buying the stuff at the supermarket because you want it. There's nothing wrong with sales, but there's everything wrong with being manipulated. And yes, sometimes even car dealers and even our supermarkets will make use of some of these manipulative techniques to manipulate us into buying things that we didn't necessarily want to buy or plan to buy and don't even need to buy. That's where it crosses over from sales into manipulation. And by being aware of how we get manipulated, we can then better protect ourselves against it. And yes, we may still choose to buy that thing, but we're choosing to buy it because we want to, not because they want to. Who wants me to buy this? Who wants me to buy this? It's always a great, great, great question to ask yourself. Am I buying it because I truly want it, or am I buying it because they've made me feel like I want it because they want me to buy it? So that's anti-manipulation. Book number 6. It's coming out later this year. It's being written at the moment. You will hear more about it. If you want to share information about it with family and friends, share this podcast, by all means. If you don't want to, hey, then don't. Either's good. Either's good. But just be aware the book will be coming out, so you will be able to better protect yourself against the manipulative techniques which so many places make use of. Do watch out for the crowdfunder campaign, which will be coming out probably in July or August. Keep an eye out for that. Any support there will be gratefully received, but again, only if you want to support this. If you don't want to, then don't. It's absolutely fine. Either way, I hope you've found this at least slightly exciting. I hope to see some of you on this journey towards the completion of the book. If you do come across any examples which you think might be manipulative, do drop me a line with them. Let me know. I'd love to take a look. Love to include them in the book where possible. You will, of course, get credited with it. That's it for now. Hopefully you found this episode interesting. Hopefully you'll check out the other episodes. And please do give us a subscribe, a like, a comment. Give us a rating. The more that people give the podcast rating on wherever you're finding this, whichever platform you're getting this, the more you give it likes and ratings. Hopefully 5-star rating, but of course it's up to you. But the more people do that, the more the podcast gets shared and shown to other people. It's a great way to spread word. And also share the podcast far and wide with your family and friends as well. Either way, thank you for listening. Take care, look after yourself. I will catch you again in another episode very soon. Until then, remember that change is always possible. And when you master your mindset, you master your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.